Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Siski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Borum. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gorsica. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Gorsica. And now, play ball. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to second. One out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Siri. York reaches second base with a double. Hoover scores. Hostetler moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum misplays the ball. That's an error on Borum. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball four. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary takes first base on ball 4. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski bunts towards the mound. Gorsica juggles the ball. That's an error on Gorsica. Seary moves to second. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift throws to Hoover, and they have Seary in a rundown. The throw to Higgins, who applies the tag, and Seary is out. One out. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0 for 0 in the game. Borum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hostetler hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullen Bine throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags York trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Borum moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Cullen Bine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Swift and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorsica hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hostetler, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 0 for 0 in the game. Suski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoover hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Borum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Reynolds covering, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hostetler hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hostetler. Peters reaches second base with a double. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Grant now playing second base. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins strikes out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Bob Swift. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorsica hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Siri. Gorsica reaches second base with a double. Metro moves to third. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borum strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hostetler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metro scores. Gorsica scores. Hoover moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Mike Namek now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Richards now catching. Orris Hockett pinch hits for George Siski. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. One out. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Mike Namek. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim McDonnell now catching. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.